I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Lucia program, beginning another hour of Money Power. Glad you are all here. Got a great show planned for you this hour, a fantastic program, as we remind you what happened 7 years ago. That's right. It was just about 7 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper, no, that was a different, that was like, you know, 47 years ago. In either event, we say happy birthday once again to the bull market. We made it through another year. Now, the bull market, of course, was celebrating 75 months last year of highs, and we haven't reached that high since, what was it, May or so of last year? Yeah, May 21 of 2015. But we're still on a bull run. So sit back, relax, it's time to sing happy birthday to the stock market. Yeah, indeed. Here's what Howard Gould had to say about the birthday suit. No, the birthday song. Speaking of birthday suit, Bobby, how you doing?
Doing great, Ray.
Nice to see you.
Likewise.
Are you clothed?
Tell the people on radio that I am not in my birthday suit. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Oh, there you go. 7 years ago today, says Mr. Gold, after a sickening plunge that took the Standard & Poor's 500 index down 56% from its 07 high, the U.S. stock market sat up straight, wiped the cobwebs off its eyes, and rose like Lazarus from the dead. To speak in Bible terms. Listen, I remember, like it was yesterday, how the attitude was amongst the financial community. Back then, I was doing a lot of the business TV shows back in New York. I was flying back there like almost every week and doing the shows. And I can tell you unequivocally that the talk show hosts who make their living every day with market calls and minute-by-minute market reporting, they were white as a ghost. They couldn't understand what was going on. Well, the market was crashing. And it does happen once every so often. And anybody that has been an investor or a retirement advisor has to have some solution in their bag of tricks to keeping people in the game and not taking them out of the game. I recall very clearly being in an argument. It was actually in January, I believe, of 2007 with one of the regulars on one of the stock picking shows, which I hated to do, by the way. I didn't like those because they'd always ask you, for Ray, what stock's going to go up 20% or more in the next 6 months? And then I would make something up. I mean, I would, because it's like, what am I going to do? On national television, say, oh, what the heck you think I know? Or these other guys, for that matter. Nobody knows. And so I would take a stab in the dark. A couple times I did pretty good, too. I'm going to tell you the story. I think I told this on the air once. Did I ever tell this in front of you?
No, I've
never. Where they asked me for a stock pick, and they usually would ask you, like, on Wednesday or Thursday. Mm-hmm. They would film the show on Friday.
Uh-oh.
And it would air on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
So they call me on Wednesday, and they say, I need your stock pick, because I was in California, and I was flying back, mm-hmm. like, on Thursday to, you know, film the thing on Friday. And so I said, I'll call you back. Mm-hmm. So I went to my value line or something like mm-hmm. that. And I said, let's see. They want a stock that's going to go up 25% in the next few months. What the heck do I know about this? So I went and I looked at the stocks, small cap stocks, as they're more volatile. Mm-hmm. I went and looked, and I tried to find the small cap stock that was down the most.
Nice.
And I found it was an education stock that I didn't know much about. And so I called him back and I said, it's Strayer Education or whatever the stock was. Okay, great. So I fly back there like that afternoon, that night. And the next day, I was in Long Island at the Long Island radio station doing my show. And they called me and they said, have you sat in on the Strayer conference call? And I said, no, I'm on the air right now. I was talking to them during the break. They said, well, Strayer's up 25% today. I go, man, what a call was that? I am a freaking genius. They said, well, do you still want to keep your stock pick? But sure, why not? Mm-hmm. And so we go ahead and film. And, of course, the host is saying, well, you're picking that stock after it's gone up 25%? I didn't want to say, well, I picked it yesterday, you idiot. Anyway, that kind of stuff happened to me all the time. There were a couple of real dogs. I picked Microsoft once, and it immediately went down. But then a few months later, it went up substantially, so I was wrong and right at the same time. But these guys do guessing. It's a guessing game when you listen to those shows. You go out and buy those stocks, most of the time you'll end up losing. No, the whole idea is to take advantage of those market declines by investing more and not getting out. Market timing simply doesn't work. I'll quote you some data from Dalbar if you want on that. But the stock market went on to gain from its March of 2009 low 215% over the next 75 months. And it hit its all-time high on May 21, 2015. So for those of you, and I've had a lot of emails, well, my portfolio is not doing very well. Well, for the last year, the stock market hasn't done very well. How would you expect your portfolio to do well? Oh, it's because your broker, your money manager, is a genius money manager, and they can avoid the downturns. Listen, if you invested a month ago, you're probably up 10%. But if you invested almost a year ago, you're probably gone nowhere. So it really is more about time in the market than it is timing the market. Very, very few individuals have been able to successfully time their way in and out. Those that do probably write a book and make their money off of, you know, doing commercials on radio saying, look what I did. And of course, there's a graveyard of a lot of these people, not physically, because they haven't died. Well, a couple of them have died, but not because of their market timing picks. They just got old. But, you know, you think back, Elaine Garzarelli, there's a name, a blast from the past, who predicted the 87 crash. I think Marty Zweig did the same thing. There are a lot of these people that have done that. But you've got to go back and look at their more recent predictions. For example, let's talk about Goldman Sachs for just a moment, because so many of us have respect for Goldman Sachs. It's one of the largest and most successful banks ever in the world. Here's the headline from 2-3 weeks ago. I pulled this out for this sole reason. Goldman Sachs abandons 5 of 6 top trade calls for 2016. Well, wait a minute. 2016 just started. This article is dated February 10th.
And they in 5 weeks, they're abandoning their calls. What if you were a market watcher and a Goldman Sachs watcher, and you said, you know what? These guys are really smart. Their average employee makes like $700,000 a year. Bobby, you could be a janitor at Goldman Sachs and probably make 10 times what you're making here.
I'll print off an application right now, yeah.
Oh, they're all leaving now.
Yeah, everybody.
They're all
go.
Leaving. Goldman Sachs to clients, it says, whoops, just 6 weeks into 2016, the New York-based bank has abandoned 5 of 6 recommended top trades for the year. The dollar versus a basket of euro and yen, yields on Italian bonds versus their German counterparts, U.S. inflation expectations. Goldman Sachs was wrong on all of that and more. Now, Goldman Sachs has more money than just about anybody. They can afford the most expensive analysts. They can afford the most sophisticated computer systems and most sophisticated logarithms and all of that. They can get anything they want at Alice's Restaurant. There's a song for you. But they can't get 5 of their 6 predictions or prognostications right in the first 6 weeks of 2016. Well, if you made those trades, you better unwind them now at a loss. That's what I want to protect you against. So stick around. Don't go away. Tonight.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family, and you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. We are sort of celebrating, if you will, the bull market birthday. 7 years now in the running. It's the third longest bull market in history. And frankly, from my perspective, and my perspective doesn't come from one of being a prognosticator, but I don't really see anything that's going to upset this in the short run. I don't think we're going to have stellar returns. As you know, I've never been a predictor of anything. But the question is, what do you do if the market does blow up tomorrow? In other words, you would have already suffered the loss unless you've taken the money out already. And if you've taken the money out already, as I said before the break, you missed maybe 10% in the last month or so, because we've had a pretty magnificent recovery since then. Remember, oil was down in the 20s. Now it's up in the mid to upper 30s, and the market's been sort of in lockstep with the price of oil. And these are just unpredictable things. And so to protect you, we must understand how we are wired in our brains. We've got to do everything humanly possible to fight against what our brain is telling us to do. Because when the market gets killed, like it got killed back in 08, remember, it went down in the year, calendar year 2008 alone, 38%. And peak to trough, down almost 57%. And so, you know, a lot of individuals did get out after the minus 38, and maybe missed another 20% decline. But then the question is, well, when did they get back in? Because remember, when the markets go down, they can go down for a prolonged period of time, but when they start to come back, you can blink your eye and you're up 70-80%. And if you missed 20% on the downside, but then you miss 120% on the upside, you're still no better off. Remember the math. This is simple math that even Bobby can figure out. All right? So, Bobby, If you lose 25% on your investment,
okay,
and then you gain back 25%, have you gotten back to even?
Yes. You got me... Now you got me second guess myself. Yes, right?
No.
No.
No. Let's do the math. Let's pull out a calculator. This we will do for Bobby. All right, so I'm getting my calculator up. Just bear with me, folks, because it takes a couple of minutes to get this up. Okay, so you have $100,000, Bobaroo.
Uh-huh.
You lose 25%, so times 0.75, you have $75,000.
Still got it.
You gain 25%, so you multiply that times 1.25%, and you come up with not 100,000, but $93,750. You see how the math works? You actually need a 33% gain to gain back a 25% loss. Because if you take 75,000 and you multiply it times 1.33, you come up with $100,000.
Well, I don't like that math as much.
Okay, so the point is this. The best way to win in investing is to keep from losing. And an even better way to win in investing is, as the markets are going down, celebrate that by investing more money. The thing that drove me crazy were younger people in 401k plans who steered clear of the market after losing 25, 35, 45, 55% and moved their money to cash. I'm talking about the monthly contributions in their 401k, when in reality, had they just left it alone, they would have bought more and more and more shares. Remember, Bob, and we'll do more math. You want to do some more math? You have $100 to invest. $100 to invest. You invest in a mutual fund at $10 per share.
Okay.
How many shares do you have?
10 shares.
Right. Share price goes down to $9 per share.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying shares. How many shares do you have? 100 divided by 9 is 11.11 shares. If it goes down to $8 a share, you got $100. You divide it by 8, you now have 12.5 shares. So over those 3 months, you have 10 shares plus 11.11 shares plus 12.5 shares. Write this down. You have 33.61 shares. Market comes back to $10. Right?
Okay.
The mutual fund came back to $10. Did the mutual fund that started at $10 that came back to $10, have you made any money on the fund?
Yes.
No.
No.
No. Where you made money is you have an extra 33.61 shares, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have 33.61 shares. And those shares are more than the 30 shares you would have had if you just bought at $10 every single month. So in essence, you made a substantial profit by doing nothing except buying shares, because as the prices went down, your ability to earn more shares increase. So you really want to be a net buyer, mm-hmm. not a net seller, which is exactly the opposite of what your brain tells you to do, because the fear enters,
mm-hmm.
and you say, oh my gosh, I've lost 10%, I might lose 20. Oh, I've lost 20, I might lose 30. Oh, I've lost 30, I'm gonna lose all my money. Because there's a point where you capitulate. It's another sophisticated Wall Street term. Capitulate, where everybody throws in the towel and they take all their money and they go to cash. And that's usually after a 40 or a 50 or a 60% decline, because they actually believe that it's going to zero. But it never has gone to zero, folks. It has always come back. And it's always come back to eventually reach new all-time highs. And so this is why we have preached year and year and year after year that as long as you have a long enough time horizon and you reinvest your dividends. You don't take dividends in cash. You don't live off of dividends. You reinvest them because the volatility helps you. And you spend from a cash account as opposed to spending from a dividend account, then you will end up better off. Well, if you go back 137 years, if you spend from your bond or cash account and allow your stocks to grow with dividends reinvested. According to the Wigand Iron Study of 2008, over 137 years of data, you will be better off 90% of the time. Stick around. We're not going anywhere. Viva Las Vegas.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My daughter's a good gymnast because she practices a lot against the wall. We needed to paint, so I talked to Jen at Ace.
I told Dana when it comes to durable paint that really stands up to kids, you can't beat our best. Valspar Optimus.
Ace is a place that helps with beautiful walls and perfect handstands.
Now through Monday, buy a gallon of Valspar Optimus and get one free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Limit 2 free gallons per household, which must be of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary while supplies last. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. You know, the stock market crisis from back 7 years ago has had a lasting effect on all kinds of investors, not just millennials like Bobby Wu, but affluent investors as well. Survey of wealthy and affluent investors finds nearly 90% are keeping or increasing cash holdings since 2008. Kind of like the worst time since the Great Depression to be holding on to cash. What have you earned on cash since 2008? Almost nothing. UBS Wealth Management America's latest investor survey finds that the current market mayhem reminds investors of what happened about 8 years ago. Of those polled, 42% say the volatility has rekindled memories of the financial crisis. Plus, nearly 25% believe it's signaling the start of a longer-term market decline. Well, you don't know that for certain. And you would think that these people have pretty decent memories. Yeah, they moved their money to cash, or a significant amount of it to cash. They left 200 and some odd percent on the table, and now they're raising cash again. It just doesn't make sense to me. All right, 844-RAY shows the number. Bobby, you had concerns about the math. You always have concerns about math, don't you?
Indeed, and I like the math that you ran through. If you're dollar cost averaging, you're buying more shares, and then does it work the other way too when you're dollar cost averaging in the
You buy fewer shares.
Buying fewer shares.
Let's go through the math real quick. All right. If you have $300, you invest in a mutual fund at $10 a share. You have 30 shares, all right? Now, instead of investing all $300, I'm just playing with numbers here. You invest $100 a month for the next 3 months. That's the example I gave you.
Okay.
So the first month, you invested at $10 a share. So you have 10 shares. The next month, if you invested at $9 a share, you have 11.1 shares. The next month, if you invested at $8 a share, you have 12.5 shares. So at the end of 3 months, you have 33.6 shares. Mm-hmm. Had you invested by dollar cost averaging every single month, if you had invested all 300, you still have the same 30 shares, right?
Yep.
So now, miraculously, the market comes back to $10 a share. Let's say you stopped at that point. And the next month, it comes back to $10 a share. So in the first example, you're $300 at $10 a share. You still have 30 shares. So you still have $300. You don't have a penny more. But because you accumulated 33.6 shares by dollar averaging, the market came back to $10. You have $336, not $300. So you made 12% off of a market decline. And that's what young people need to understand. If the market's going down, that is not necessarily a bad thing because it always comes back. Now, to your point, of course, if you're adding money, new money, to a portfolio that's going straight up, well, then clearly you're buying fewer shares if you only knew, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a big lump sum to invest, and you have a 20-year time horizon, I think most of the studies have indicated that if the markets have been fairly high, trading at high PE ratios, you would want to invest, not all, but tilt your investment more toward dividend-paying stocks, because as the market goes down, the dividends are a higher percentage of the net asset value, and therefore, upon reinvestment of those dividends, you are accumulating more shares so that when the market comes back, you have a higher value. Now, that's not market timing. That's just being an astute investor. When the market's trading at high PE ratios, chances are you're going to do a little bit better with dividend payers than not value stocks versus growth stocks. And that has been historical, just like it's more likely than not if you tilt your portfolio more toward small cap value as opposed to small cap growth, you also historically do better. Doesn't always work, but when you look at it over a very long time period, it typically produces significantly better results. And this is why I'm not just an S&P index kind of guy. I want to have a diversified portfolio. I want to have an advisor that knows this stuff so that we can do some tilting or weighting of the portfolio. And that doesn't necessarily mean timing. It could mean that your new contributions could be tilted toward small cap value as opposed to large cap growth. You can do weighting with new contributions. You can fill gaps in the portfolio. So in times like this, where the markets are volatile, the bull market is long in tooth. As I said, it's the third longest. I believe it's the third longest in all of history. So one would have to assume that sooner or later, there's going to be a recession and there's going to be a 20% decline. That's the definition of a recession. You know, you're down, or a bear market, I should say. A recession is two consecutive quarters of negative growth, which usually leads to a bear market as opposed to a correction. A correction is a 10% decline. A bear market is a 20% decline. Now, if you are a true investor, none of that should concern you, because a true investor has a certain amount of money that takes care of their income needs. People that are smart, that have read the research, make sure that they have a safety first approach, especially if they're nearing retirement. A safety first approach makes sure that you have an ample amount of safe money to cover your expenses, your essential expenses, for a certain period of time. And you do that with income annuities, you do it with treasuries, with CDs, with bonds, and so forth. How long is that safe period of time? That's going to be individual. If you are really faint-hearted, it could be more than 15 years. I happen to be more aggressive. So for me, it's more like 7 years. But you've got to talk to your advisor about that. You've got to measure how aggressive you are. And really, that's determined by what are you going to do when the market drops 10, 20, 30, 40, 50%. Are you going to push the panic button? Well, if the answer is yes, I might, then you need to have more safe money in the portfolio. If the answer is no, I understand how this stuff works, and in fact, I understand it so well, I'm going to write myself a note, and I'm going to make a copy of it and give it to my financial advisor, and I want my financial advisor to read it back to me before we make any moves. Dear Ray, to Ray from Ray. Dear Ray, if the market drops 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50%, I refuse to push the panic button because I have anticipated that this will happen someday, maybe 2 or 3 times in my investing life, and that's why I have a separate bucket of money over here that covers my essential expenses, some of it for the rest of my life and my wife's life, and some of it for, in my case, a minimum of 7 years, so that this other money that's gone down, which is tilted toward small cap value and tilted toward dividend paying stocks, I can allow the dividends to buy more shares so that the mathematics works to my advantage. And because the markets have always come back historically over 7-year periods and clearly over 15-year periods, I will not panic and sell out. It's kind of a long note to myself.
I like it.
But if you do that and you reread it, it may cause you to do good by yourself during the rough times than to do something foolish with your money. And that's the lesson plan for today, Bob. You got it?
Well done, Teach.
A 25% reduction requires how much of a gain? 33% to break even. Bobby Wu, you learned something today. Don't go away.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks. This is the Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information. It's been a bit of a lesson plan day as we have been sort of celebrating the seven-year-old bull market. And those that were wise investors way back when looked at that 56% decline and said, while it is painful and while none of us like it, I remember I was on a cruise ship when it happened. And I was giving a talk to investors. Go figure that. So it was difficult. A lot of people were white as a ghost. But I said it then, and I've said it during every crash since I've been talking about the market since, 25 years I've been on the air. And that is, no, it's not comfortable. It's certainly not comfortable for me. I didn't like it one bit. But I understood it. And I didn't push the panic button because typically within a year or two later, you get all your money back. Sometimes it takes 4 or 5 years, but if you're only an investor for 4 or 5 years, that's not long enough. Remember, my minimum was 7, and preferably for a retiree is like 15. I got some emails in, some good ones. So what do you say we get to them, Babaroo?
Indeed.
We'll start in Arlington, Texas with Blake. I'm 60 and possibly retiring next year. I have an AGI, that's adjusted gross income, of more than $75K. I have a business property that I'm thinking about selling, and if I did, I would have a capital gain of over $300,000. If I sell in this year, I believe I'd have to pay 15% capital gains. If I retire next year, then sell the property, would my capital gains tax be zero since my AGI would be dramatically reduced? Well, like most of these, you're partially correct. All right. First off, let's take these bit by bit. $300,000 capital gain this year with a $75,000 income would give you a $375,000 AGI. Now, the way the capital gains tax works is any amount of income, capital gain income, that hits your tax bracket in the 10 or 15% rate is taxed at zero. So a married couple can earn about, call it 90 grand, and pay a 0% capital gains tax. So in your case, you've only got like 15 grand this year in the 0% rate with a $75,000 taxable income. Well, I don't know if that's your taxable income, but let's just pretend that it is. So you got $15,000 worth of room. If you sell this year, next year, if the 75 grand goes away, then the first 90,000 of capital gain, if that's your only income, will be taxed at a 0% rate. Now, married couples will then go up to the 15% bracket, up to $250,000 of capital gain. So in that example, you go from 0 to 15%, but once you get over $250,000, the rate jumps up to 20%, but you probably have to pay another 3.8% to the Obama Medicare tax. So your rate is going to be 0, 15%, 23.8% on whatever amount is taxed at the tenor. 15%, 0, up to 250,000, 15%, over 250,000, most likely 23.5% or somewhere in that ballpark. I know that's confusing, but here's the easy answer. Wait until next year. All right, sell next year when you don't start with a $75,000 base income, and it'll save you a boatload of taxes.
How's I like that? It. Good stuff.
Gladys, Palm Desert, California. I'm 81 years old and have a small IRA of $66K. And even after 15 years of taking my RMD, I'm still ahead. Well, good for you. My financial advisor wants to take that money and put it into an advisor fund IRA. Wouldn't that cost more for fees? Should I just stay where I am? I'm having a hard time with this recommendation, Gladys. You just said you were bragging, and rightfully so, that after taking 15 years of required minimum distributions, your IRA is bigger today than it was 15 years ago. And your advisor now, at your age 81, wants you to roll it over to an advisor fund, which probably does cost more. I don't know. It may not cost more. But I just think it defies logic. Here's what your advisor probably ought to be doing. Because if you're 81, chances are you're in a very low tax bracket. So what he should be talking to you about is maybe take your RMD and then do potential Roth conversions using up your super low tax bracket. Because at 81, you're probably not going to be around for another 20 years, but your heirs will. And they might benefit from 20 more years or 10 years of compounding on a tax-free basis. See, to me, this is more about a tax play than moving your money into an advisor account. So, I wouldn't do it. Based on what you have told me, I would not do it. Do I have time for Monica in Boise, Idaho?
90 seconds.
Hi, Ray. I have a stock in my trading account that has a market value of $6,200 with a cost basis of $4,200. Can I move that holding completely into my Roth IRA with the same brokerage and consider that my IRA contribution without creating a tax consequence? No, you can't. But you're only talking about a $2,000 gain, so maybe it costs you a couple hundred bucks in taxes. But that's if you're in the 25% marginal bracket. Remember what I just taught Blake. If you're in the 15% bracket, there is no tax consequence. So you sell the stock, you pay no tax, you've got to take cash and fund an IRA. Only cash. You can't fund it with stock or a mutual fund in kind. All right, good questions, Blake, Gladys, and Monica. You get the prize for the day. What's the prize we're giving away today?
Math lessons from me.
All right. stick around for another hour of Money Power as we will continue teaching Bobby Wooldridge more and more about money. I got to get all this teaching in before you leave in June.
Think about all the money my parents wasted on math lessons for me and math tutoring. That's a poor investment there, Ray.
That's a very poor investment. Thank you for tuning in to the Ray Lucia Show. Send me an email, folks, if you'd like to get a personal email back from none other than me. Go to RayLucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button. Until then, go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at RayLucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio.